Burma's new parliament will on Thursday be selecting the first civilian president in more than 50 years. They are choosing from a list of five names decided on Tuesday. Only members of the parliament were eligible for the post, meaning longtime military ruler Tan Shwe is not among the candidates. Soya Fan, campaigns manager at Burma Campaign UK, told Charles Collins that Thursday's elections will not change the nature of the government.
Well, it is not significant at all because we know that either Tan Shwe himself or another military man who will be president, it doesn't change their policy in terms of promoting human rights and democracy in the country. And the presidential election tomorrow, actually, it is like military presidential election. It's not really like civilian presidential election like we have in the U.S. and other countries.
Is there any positive look on the parliament? Although it's 80% military, there is some representatives from the opposition. Could the parliament be, in fact, a stepping stone to real democracy in Burma?
Well, we have seen this process decades ago, but still nothing has changed since the regime announced the first process in early 1990s. And until last year, we had election in November, and now we hear the regime say they're going to convene parliament and the presidential election. But actually, the whole process is a sham. It is nothing to do with civilian government. It is about to strengthen military rule. And when you look at the constitution that the elections brought in last year, it was mainly designed to strengthen military rule. And when you look at the committee members who were set up by the parliament which was dominant by military men, and this parliament, military parliament, will choose this candidate, the five candidates. They will choose three vice chairperson, vice president, and these vice presidents then, as required by constitution, they need to have understanding of military issues, and they need to be, that means they need to be serving members of the military or ex-military. So at the end, whether who is in the president, the regime is still there and the policy is still there and nothing has changed in Burma.